Hello and welcome to the Smart Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Viola Levy, beauty journalist and founder of copy-led branding agency, Smart Beauty Creative. We're here to create your brand voice and craft the story behind it. Today I'm going to be talking about my time working with two key people in the beauty retail world. Now I know that getting into a beauty retailer, especially as a new brand, is no easy task, but I know it's so many founders, they see it as the pinnacle of the success of their brand. You know, when you see your product on the shelves of Sephora and Space NK and online the likes of Cult Beauty and Liberty's in London, it's just an amazing feeling. I think that's when you have that kind of pinch me moment that you finally made it. So it's a big deal, and also it helps you introduce your brand to a whole new customer base. So it's very exciting. And I think, I know it's something that so many brands and brand founders want to focus on, not just selling to online customers, although that is also important. So I wanted to talk about my time working with two key figures in the world of beauty retail. The first, Alexia Inger, former CEO of Cult Beauty and also their founder. Now, I knew Lex for a number of years. I interviewed her as a journalist when Cult Beauty were first starting out, and I just really loved the concept behind it all. There wasn't much going on in terms of beauty retail online at the time, and she really cornered that market. She really owned that space. And the way she did that was with her tone of voice. So the Cult Beauty tone of voice just really stood out. It was friendly, it was engaging. It was the best thing to having a beauty counter assistant in front of you, telling you about the products in a way that gave it that personal touch. Like, this is why we have given it that Cult Beauty stamp of approval. So I worked with them on and off as a copywriter, and then I later edited their 10th anniversary magazine as well. So I know the brand and I know Lex fairly well. And I think what a company like Cult Beauty are looking for are brands that really have something to say, particularly female-founded brands that really want to make a difference, that they know their products are going to be game-changing, and that also are really shaking up the category. And I think that's something that I really took away from that experience working with Lex. She's a very inspiring lady, and I think for her, brand story and tone of voice was everything. And that's what made it hit home for me, how crucial it is for brands to have that point of difference, to have something to say and to say it well. And that's what I carry with me with Smart Beauty Creative, that I want to help brands really define themselves and present themselves in the best possible light. So when they go to these beauty retailers, when they have those coveted meetings that take forever to secure, that they are really hitting it out of the ballpark when they're talking about their brand and delivering the brand story. Because these retailers get brand information and marketing spiel almost on an hourly basis. They've read every single brand story there is. So it's up to you to tell them what makes yours different and what is going to get them excited, get their customers excited. Because that's the thing with Cult Beauty. There was a section we used to write, I don't know if it's still on there now, what makes this product or what makes this brand cult? Like, what is that secret sauce that really makes it stand out and makes it amazing, and why have we chosen it? And that's what I think, as a brand founder, you really need to hone and refine. And I think that a common mistake that a lot of brand founders make is that they think the products are going to speak for themselves. You could have the most amazing collection of products with incredible ingredients, and you could have gorgeous packaging and a gorgeous website, but if you don't have the story to back it up, if you don't have that punchy tone of voice and that crystal clear product descriptions which tell you exactly what you're getting, why customers should invest with you, why customers should part with their hard-earned money as opposed to all of the other millions of brands on the shelf, and why those buyers should stock you. That's what really changes the game. That's what really makes you stand out. Because when consumers are buying, particularly online, there's not that opportunity to try before you buy. Very rarely. I know some companies do send out a little sample sachets sometimes, but it's kind of luck of the draw what you're going to get, and you already have to make a purchase. Whereas when you're reading the product description, that's the key moment when you're really going to sell it in. And that's what beauty buyers are really looking for, something that really stands out that they haven't read before, that they haven't seen before. And that's what I took away from my experience working with Lex. It's about honing in on those key differences and those key points of difference that are really going to be pivotal to your brand's success and whether or not they get stocked by the likes of Cult Beauty. I also worked with an amazing lady called Rhea Cartwright, who was formerly the head beauty buyer of Liberty's in London. And I believe she was the first black woman to take on the role as well. So incredibly inspiring, amazing woman. I didn't work with her when she was at Liberty, but I worked with her before when she was an editor on the Stack World, which is an amazing networking and community space run by serial entrepreneur, Sharmadine Reed. So they had a magazine that Rhea was an editor of, and I worked for her as one of her writers. So I got to know Rhea very well. And she's somebody who is incredibly passionate about changing the beauty space and changing the industry and shaking things up and doing things differently to the way they were done. Very inspiring. And I think for her, that was something that she wanted to see with the brands that were being presented. And I think that's why she was offered the role. She was headhunted and offered the role at Liberty, because she had such a unique vision and clear voice in the beauty space. And I think that's what Liberty wanted. They wanted somebody that was going to be somewhat of a disruptor and an innovator. And I think that's what they want with their brands as well. And if you find yourself in front of somebody like Rhea, similarly with Cult Beauty, you want a brand story that's really going to make them look up and say, wow, I haven't ever come across anything like this in the beauty space before. And that's where your story is so key, beyond the products, beyond the packaging, because, you know, there are so many great products out there. And so, you know, Liberty's shelves are full of absolutely exquisite, stunning packagings. They don't need another pretty range. They need a story. They need something that they can really sell into their customers. Like, look, we've got this really cool new brand on our shelves. This is why they're cool. This is why they stand out. Because when it comes to formulations, as many of you know, it is really difficult to have a formulation that's wildly different from its predecessors, because there aren't many manufacturers making these products. There aren't many beauty manufacturers, unless you have a lab in your building. It is really difficult to find something that is wildly different from anything that's gone before it. Or if it is, if you've pioneered an exciting new ingredient or a new scent, say, it's basically, what is your brand? What is your story? And what makes you different? Like, why are you here? Why should this beauty buyer who sees scores of brands coming through her doors every day, what should make them sit up and pay attention? And that's where your tone of voice and where your copy is key. And also, sensitivity reading is really important for brands. There are many brands, I know of one personally that Rhea mentioned in a recent presentation, I think it was, or a panel talk, their tone of voice was just off, and she found it rather offensive how they were kind of selling this brand in to her as a black woman. So I think having that in the back of your mind is really important as well, being sensitive with your brand language and how you're presenting it. If this is a brand for all hair types, you need to explain why that is. What ingredients, what is it about the formula that makes it suitable for example, textured hair as opposed to fine hair? And really kind of talk about your inclusive ethos. Don't just kind of include it as a buzzword if you haven't got those credentials or that authentic story to back it up. So that's really important, to hone your brand story and really know what it is that you're selling, know the concept and the idea that you're selling inside out, and make sure there are no stones unturned, no loopholes, nothing that could be interpreted as, oh, well, they're just paying lip service to that. Oh, well, they're just jumping on the bandwagon of that. It needs to be truly original. At Smart Beauty, obviously leveraging my own background in editorial, in journalism, in copywriting, working with the likes of Rhea and Alexia, I have a wealth of experience to help brands like yours get there and to really stand out among the crowd, because I'm good at telling a story and so are the team that work with me. So if you would love to see your brand on the shelves of Space NK or Liberty or Stockton Cult Beauty, feel free to arrange a chat and we can discuss how we can possibly work together and how Smart Beauty can help. So the link to that will be in the show notes, or you can email hello@smartbeautycreative.com. If you have any further questions or queries, I would absolutely love to hear from you. Until next time. I hope you enjoyed that episode. All links will be in the show notes, and feel free to visit smartbeautycreative.com or visit us over on Instagram to find out more about what we do. And if you enjoyed listening, please don't forget to rate and review Smart Beauty on iTunes, as it helps people find us. See you next time.